It's Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On December 16th, the Indonesian government provided $2.8 million of compensation to 215 victims injured in 40 previous terrorist attacks since 2002, reports International Christian Concern. 17 victims received the compensation symbolically from the hands of President Joko Widodo at the presidential palace. In Tuesday's session of the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, Vice President Mike Pence declared that the Trump administration is not backing down from the fight for an honest election.
You know, it's amazing to think, with your support, President Trump and our team received more than 74 million votes across America. 10 million more than in 2016, and more votes than any incumbent president in American history. We flipped 12 seats in the United States Congress, and the president actually received the greatest share of minority votes for a Republican president in 60 years. And come January 5th, we're going to hold the line in the United States Senate when we reelect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue to a Republican majority on Capitol Hill. And as our election contest continues, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out. We're going to win Georgia. We're going to save America. And we'll never stop fighting to make America great again. You watch.
A recently released report on election fraud by Peter Navarro, director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, details how six different kinds of election fraud appeared in contested states, concluding that a removal of fraudulent votes gives President Trump an overwhelming election victory. You can watch Vice President Pence's whole speech through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Operation Rescue is pleased to announce that the recipient of the 2020 Person of the Year Malachi Award is President Donald J. Trump, reports LifeNews.com. The Malachi Award is given by Operation Rescue every year to recognize individuals who sacrificially work to advance the cause of protecting the preborn. During President Trump's administration, he has done more to protect unborn lives than any other president in U.S. history. When he first took office, he immediately set out to defund those that promote abortion worldwide. He established policies at the Department of Health and Human Services that completely changed the philosophy of government from one that favored abortion businesses like Planned Parenthood to one that promised to protect life, quote, from conception until natural death, end quote. His new Protect Life rule blocked Planned Parenthood and other abortionists from receiving millions of dollars in Title X family planning grants. More recently, the Trump administration withheld $200 million from the state of California for requiring all health insurance policies to include abortion coverage, which forces those who object to fund abortions. In an exclusive interview with the Daily Caller, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany explained what prompts her to wear a visible cross every day. Because this interview was recorded in her home by a crackling fire, you'll hear some occasional pops in the soundbite.
It was an unlikely path to getting here. I interned in the White House for the Bush administration. I'll never forget watching Dana Perino give her press briefing, never thinking that I would one day be behind that podium. And I only made that journey. I always wanted to be in politics and media, but never really set out for that position. But it all fit together like a woven web because God had a path lined up for me, as he does for each and every person on earth. And all you have to do is trust him and follow the path and pray. And he makes all the dots fit together. the very least I can do is wear the cross, a symbol of the very instrument that he died on to save humanity, Jesus Christ.
1 Peter 3, verse 15 says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." Author and disabilities advocate Johnny Erickson Tada has tested positive for COVID-19 and is currently receiving monoclonal antibodies treatment, reports the Christian Post. In a statement released Monday, Johnny and Friends, an organization that accelerates Christian outreach to the disability community, revealed that the 71-year-old Bible teacher tested positive for the virus after exhibiting flu-like symptoms. They said, quote, "While we know this diagnosis has not taken Jesus by surprise, we are interceding for Johnny's health, strength, and confidence in God's good purposes. We have seen God protect her from 2 bouts of cancer, and we know we can do it again. Thank you for joining us in prayer," end quote. Join me and send Johnny a Get Well card. Send it to Johnny Erickson Tada, P.O. Box 3333, Agora Hills, California, 91376. Agora is spelled A-G-O-U-R-A, Agora Hills. And finally, as we celebrate the advent of Christ, listen to the ancient prophecy of Isaiah 9, verse 6, foretelling the incarnation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hundreds of years before his birth. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.